Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ed Harrington. Great member of our Brain Trust. Idea CEO of Ideas to Go. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find him online. Co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. Along with Adam Hansen and Beth Storrs. Those are the other co-authors. Ed, thanks again for being here. We're talking about misdirection, folks. We're talking about rationalizing. We're talking about confabulating. We're talking about framing. We're talking about people who say things. Maybe they mean to be hyperbolic, but what they wind up being is misleading. And sometimes they intend to be that way, which brings me to the topic of this segment, Ed, and that's fake news. I mean, holy mackerel, you know, before, years ago, before anybody ever coined the term fake news, I started telling my audience, we're going to have to become more discerning, more careful, more deliberate consumers of information. I had no idea how bad it was going to get in those days. What do you think?
I am a big believer of the power of language and sometimes the subtle power of language that we don't even notice. And I find I prick up my ears and listen carefully at even the types of adjectives that get used by news people
right.
in different situations really, really slam things. I'm actually surprised by it. So neutrality is not there.
It doesn't exist anymore. And let me tell you something. That's more dangerous, in my opinion, than almost any other threat America has we're facing right now. What do you think?
Well, I think when it's not up front, yes, absolutely. You know, that's like, once again, it's the societal thing. Oh, we'll call it sharing. It's not sharing. But suddenly, it's really the, 1984 stuff. Where language is, really being sort of forced and positioned into certain ways, and people think about those things. Those are deliberate. This is not cold, hard, neutral reporting. It's all editorial. There's an amazing amount of editorial. The words you choose make a big difference, To call something bad or horrific are very different things to do. And if you watch and listen, you'll see the deliberate choices being made.
Well, and people who are in the news business, they're supposed to be wordsmiths. They're supposed to have command of the English language. They're supposed to use words in the right way. And I'll tell you, I do believe, politicians are politicians, left, right, new or old.
Yeah.
we expect them to be hyperbolic. But the news media, they're supposed to report for us. They're supposed to be the fifth estate. And I'm going to tell you something. They have not, or the fourth estate, I guess it is. They have degraded. They have retrograded. They have lapsed into something else that I think is one of the most dangerous scenarios, most dangerous threats to our democracy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they don't manage or police themselves in that respect.
There's no editing.
And if there is, I think there's subtle editing. I think there's inference and those types
well,
you, of things.
So what you're calling subtle editing is what you're calling subtle editing is talking points.
Well, talking points, and one of my big ones, Jim, again, is listen to the adjective. A lot of times adjectives are purely subjective. They don't have any information on that stuff. Think of a reporter, somebody like Walter Cronkite, which I know I'm really dating myself by that kind of
Me
stuff.
Too.
But news was treated differently. News is now to deliver a message or, it's to deliver a position. So it is, like you say, politics, but it's not saying it's politics.
Well, when you have newspapers putting editorial opinion above the fold on the front page, we've descended into a hole at that point, as far as I'm concerned.
And when you can't separate, I think when it really gets tricky is when you can't separate editorial from
the news. No, that's exactly right. Hey, Ed, I need your website one more time, please.
Yes, ideas2go.com. Those are all letters. IDEASTOGO.
And you can find your book there and wherever books are sold, right? I'd Outsmart Your Instincts.
Yes, sir. There and on Amazon and all sorts of places.
Thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.